Yom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gil Shoshana Basnecha Gittel and Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, Yehuda Yaakov ben Chasha, Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, Rav Tzvi Moshe ben Etan of Raman Levi, and the Refuas Maris Hanna Miriam Bas Chana. And also Le Refuas Binyamin Yitzchak Yosef Leib Ben Fege and Nasan Chaim Ben Zelda. For Shleim Abisoch Sha'ar Chola Yisrael. We'll be learning Mirat Hashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, the very first mimer of the Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos. Toamer Chaim Zachu Vagam Avim Dvarea Gedula Bacharu. Those who taste you, Shabbos, merit life, and those who love your words choose greatness. Netiachada Ava Lidvarea Shel Shabbat, Venetiachada Ti'ima Ligufa Shel Shabbat. So it says, if you love Dvarim Shel Shabbos, so the Ava relates to Dvarel, and Toamea relates to Shabbos itself. Those who taste Shabbos itself get life. And the Oev is the Dvarel, the words of Shabbos. And therefore this different linkage, the linkage of tasting to Shabbos itself and loving to the words, also have different relationship. When you're tasting life. Toamea, when you taste Shabbos, Chaim Zachu, you're Zocha to life itself. But Oavim Dvareha, when you love the words, what do you get? You get Gedula, you get greatness. So it's interesting what we see here. The Toameha, those who taste, get life itself. Those who taste Shabbos itself get life. Those who love the words get greatness. So that's what we'd like to understand. What's this all about? The opinion of many poskim is that Shabbos, during the Shivas Yimei Mishtav, Chasan and Kala, obligates one to say Sheva Brachas, even though there's not Panim Chadashos. Normally, in order to say Sheva Brachas, you need a Panim Chadashos. But Shabbos doesn't require Panim Chadashos, a new person, to say Sheva Brachas, a new face to say Sheva Brachas. Because Shabbos itself is Sheva Brachas, is a Panim Chadashos. Shabbos itself. And the makor of this is in the words of the Chachamim on the Pasuk. And Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Panim Chadashos Bo Lekan. This Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos teaches you that a new face has come in. Now, the content of this Panim Chadashos is difficult to understand, and the source is difficult to understand. Ki Mawa Ora Toveat Chidush Kedushata Shel Shabbat B'Matbea Shel Panim Chadashot. What is this light that impacts the renewal of the holiness of Shabbos have to do? What is this light that impacts the renewal of the sanctity of Shabbos? How is that expressed in the Matbe of Panim Chadashos? There's something special about Shabbos, and when you look at Shabbos, you see the Panim Chadashos. How do you see the Panim Chadashos in Shabbos? And it's actually interesting. These Panim Chadashos is not in the Bracha of Shabbos, not in the Kedusha of Shabbos that we see in the Chumash, not in Oneg Shabbos that we see in the Navi, but dafka b'mizmor shiro shel Shabbos. That's in Tehillim. So what's the mizmor shir liyom haShabbos? Why is Panim Chadashos expressed dafka in the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Shver Tzufrashtein, we have to understand. The keys to these treasures of Kedusha Shabbos are found in the words of the Gra. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'isa bereishis. And the chidush ma'isa bereishis liyom HaShabbos huchan miyom esmo. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mechadish always creation. And the chidush of ma'isa creation of Shabbos was already prepared from the day before. Uv'yom HaShabbos Shabbos af menu on Shabbos, he wasn't mechadish the Bria. And that's what it means. Kishavosh Shabbos mikol melachto. God rested from all of his work. What does mikol include? Mikol includes being mechadish the Bria. When was HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish the Bria of Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos. So these are the key. These are the keys. But we have to know what to do with them. We have to find the lock to open up. So we know there's a halacha that if you bring out food in a kli, and the food is less than a shear that is required for you to be chayiv for taking out this food, you're pater, even on the kli, because the kli is tefel to the food. In other words, even though the guf pulas hatzav of the kli is chilul Shabbos, but since b'shas hatzav sakli, the food was tefel to something else, so it's not called melachas machshavas anymore. And memela, it's not soser the shvisa of Shabbos. And now we can understand the new light of this mimer. Ein inyan shel tafel vikar din prati b'chol hamon halchaseh shel Shabbos. The yesod of this mimer that we're learning today is that tafel and ikar is not just a din prati and all the halachas of Shabbos. Rather, that's the whole mahalach of pnimi of Shvisas HaShabbos. Let's go back to the Sheshes Me'abereshes before Shabbos. 6 days of creation, 10 ma'amaros, and from these 10 ma'amaros, everything emanated, was created, all the laws of nature. But in all the Asara ma'amaros of Sheshes Me'abereshes, the union of Kedusha is not mentioned. Rakim hofa'ata shel Shabbat nizkara b'rishona metziyut ha'kedusha. And only with the appearance of Shabbos was the metzius of Kedusha first mentioned. Until now, during the 6 days, the worlds themselves were created. And now with Shabbos, the purpose of the world has been brought to the fore. The whole purpose of creation is the covenant. Chukos Shemaim Varetz, that's the 10 Amamamaras. Bris, 10 Dibris. These 10 Dibris are the Pnimius, as the Sfasemis talks about in many places, of the Asara Mamaras. And that's where we have Vayakadish after Vayakhulu. With the conclusion of the pool of the Asara Ma'amaras B'sheshes Me'abereshes, now is the time for the Tachlis. After God finishes, you have Vayikadesh. And Shabbos Bereshes Hivik Oran Shel Aseres HaDibros Ad Kedei Kach Shel Aseres HaMa'amaras Nasu Lo L'Kli V'Nartik. And Shabbos Bereshes, the light of the Aseres HaDibros shines so brightly that the Asara Ma'amaras were a kli for these Aseres HaDibros. It was tafel. And that's what we said, that the union of Ikar and tafel is the Mahalach of Pnimiya of Shabbos Bereishis. In other words, this Shvisa is not Mechayiv, that the 10 Ma'amaras should no longer be activated. No. Once you have the light of the Aseres HaDibros, Memele, you see that everything else is a kli. And now all of these Asara Ma'amaras are going to just be a kli for the Aseres HaDibros. They're going to be tafel l'gabe yikar. So they're still going to be Asara Ma'amaras, but you're not going to be chayiv for them. There's no real creation here, because it's tafel to the Aseres HaDibros u'memele. we don't need the Asar Ma'amaris to stop working in order that they should have Torah Shvisa, because that's what we learn, that Kol Pu'ula Shetorah Tafel Aleha is not Soser Mehus HaShvisa. And Adar Rabba, that's the Atzmius Mitzius Shel Shvisa Shabbos Bereishis. Shemitzad Ofas Oru Shel Kedusha Shabbos Yarda B'chinas HaTeva Shel Olamas V'gufan L'madregas Kliva Tafel. That because of the light of Shabbos, nature and all the worlds became tuffel to Kedusha. The lowering of the value of the world of nature from the Madrega of Tochen and Iker to the Madrega of Kli and Tuffel, that is the Shvisa of Shabbos Bereishis. And from here, we see that the Chiddush of Maisa Bereishis is not Soser Shvisa Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu can keep being Machadish Maisa Bereishis on Shabbos, and it's not a stira, because it's only Tafel Agabe Yikr. Shvisa Shabbos is Shinui Erkin, it's just a change of values, but it's not Heir Der Pu'ula. However, Kol Kviyus Mishkal HaErchan Shel Ikar V'Tafel Yevshelo Sheyase Rak B'Koycho Shel Adas. The whole Kviyus of the weight of the value of Ikar and Tafel can only be done B'Koycho Adas. Only Das is Shokel and Marich. Das is able to assess value. Mitzad kochas agufa nefesh, there's no way to distinguish between what's primary and what's secondary. Only kviyus ergo shaleza inyan yesh baha lo lamadregas ikr vorod lamadregas tafel. Once you establish the value, then you can say this is ikr and this is tafel, this is primary, this is ancillary, this is secondary. So we learn that the chiddush of Maisa Bereishis, beitzumu shal yom ha-shvisa, during the very day of resting, that God is mechadish Maisa Bereishis, that is done through the koach of das, because das is what gives something its value, tofel, ikr, and memelitz mafkia al yidei kach mitoritz melechas machsheves. Until the point that it's no longer misnaged l'mahus ha-shvisa. Koach ha-das was only created on Friday, Yom Shishi L'Maisa Bereishis. Because that mimer of Nasa Adam was on Friday, that's the Koach of Das. Because before man, there was no Das. And that's the Gra says, Chiddush Maisa Bereishis was Huchan Be'er of Shabbos. In other words, just like all Tzorchei Shabbos are prepared from Erev Shabbos, so too, an Erev Shabbos was prepared, that power that distinguishes between Ikar and Tafel. And now you can have Chiddush Maisa Bereishis on Shabbos. So by preparing Das on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, the Chiddush Maisa Bereishis is prepared. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chiddush Maisa Bereishis, and it won't be a malach, it won't be a stira to Shvisas HaShabbos, because your Das tells you that it's only Tafel. And the Gachelet, the coal of these words, are fired and burning in the liturgy of our Musaf Tefillah on Shabbos. Ha'avim divareha gedula b'charu. Those who love your words choose greatness. Those who love your words choose greatness, because the essence of Dvarei Shel Shabbos is Kviyus HaMishkal Bein Ikar V'Tafel. Is establishing the value and the weight of Ikar and Tafel. Kadnas HaErech V'Gadlas HaErech. smaller value, larger value. Avas v'reshel Shabbos yamodes hagadet dogesh b'makom erech hagadlus. Loving the words of Shabbos is putting the emphasis on the value of greatness. Avas v'reshel Shabbos yarochas hadas as gufu shel olam legabe oro shel olam ketofel v'katnus legabe ikr v'gadlus. When you have these dvarim, what are the dvarim of Shabbos? What is Shabbos telling you? Shabbos is telling you how much is Shabbos worth. Shabbos is ikar. The light, now the whole, all of the gashmias of the world is tuffled to the light of Shabbos. And haracha, if you scramble the letters, you get hachra. Haracha means to assess. Hachra means to decide. When your das is marich, is harochas hadas, comes lide hachras hadas, then you're able to establish what's real. Letzad ha'ikr v'agadlus b'makom ha'tofel v'akatnus. You do this harocha, and then you're machriya, that the, what's ikr is what's most important, what's bigger. The light of Shabbos, Kedusha, and then all of my separations, all the physical world is only secondary. For Gamma, all of him, when you love the words of Shabbos, when you love to establish the value of Shabbos, the importance of Shabbos, the content of Shabbos, what do? You chose Gedula. You choose what's more Gadol. You choose the Iker. That's how Avim Dvarah, Gedula Bechari, you're choosing Gedula. What's the Gedula? The Gedula is the Cheshivas of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. Light of Shabbos, that's the Iker. And the rest of creation is Tufel. That's the Ovim Dvarea Gedula Bacharu. When you love Shabbos, you assess Shabbos, you choose the godless, you choose the light, and you realize everything else is tafel. And we continue this line of thought further. As we learned earlier, Shvisas Shabbos, with regard to Shvisas Shabbos, the Maimer of Nasa Adam is an exception to the rule of all other Maimers. Nasa Adam is the Maimer of Yetziras Koach HaDas. Nasa Adam is creating the Das. That's man. He's the one who gives things value. And the Mahus of the Shvis of Shabbos is Hanmochas Erkoi Shel Gufo Olamos Ad Kedei Hisbatlus La'orim Shel Olamos. The essence of the resting of Shabbos is the lowering of the value of all the worlds, and they become batal. They become batal to Shabbos. They become batal to the light, to the Kedusha. And this is done through the Koach of Das. And Mimela, Koach HaDas can't be Tufel, because the Klalius of Shvisa is fulfilled through the Koach of Das. So it can't be that the Das is going to be Shoves itself. Das has to constantly be active. And B'Koach HaDas, you can know the value of the world itself and the light of the world, the Kedusha of the world, and then you can establish their relative value towards each other, and then to perceive how the physical world is batal to the spiritual world. The Asara Ma'amaras are batal to the Asara Sadibras, and since this is batalous, this nullification of the value of the physical world in contrast to the spiritual world, that's the Shvis of Shabbos. So Dafka, when Ma'amari Bereshis are Shovsim, then the Koach of Das is enhanced with all of its sublimity and loftiness. Shvis of Shabbos is created with Koach HaDas. And Memela, when everything is resting, that's when the Das is most creative. The Maimer of Nasa Adam is the Maimer HaBri of Koach HaDas. And therefore we say the dafka shvisasa shel Shabbos, the resting of Shabbos, that's mevatel the ikarius of the olam ateva that was created by Imrus Bereishis, is motzi leor, brings to light the ikarius of koach hadas that was created with the maimer of Nasa Adam. And that's what we meant when we said that the kedusha of Shabbos with respect to kedushas of Shabbos, Nasa Adam is an exception to all of the other ma'amaris. As Rav Futner, as I've mentioned in most of the Pachad Yitzchak Shiurim that I've been zocha to deliver, often breaks things up into two dinim. Just about every mimer. I don't even know if there's one that he doesn't. And you don't even realize it sometimes that he's using such litvish alumdas to explain philosophical ideas, but he's certainly doing it here. You have 10 mammaras, but there are two dinim. There's a din in the other mammaras, and then there's a din in Nasa Adam, that's separate from all the other asar mammaras. And then there's two aspects to creation. There's the spiritual world and the physical world. And the physical is subordinate to the spiritual. And if we have this beautiful halakhic concept of when you take out a kli with less than the shear of ochel, you're putter on the kli as well. Even though the kli has a shear, but it's tuffle to the food. So too, the physical world is just a kli, it's tuffle to the yikr, to the light, and therefore on Shabbos. But using a koach of das that was created with the Nasa Adam on Friday, we're making all of the bria tuffle to Shabbos. So during the 6 days, Nasa Adam is one of the 10 ma'amaras. Comes Shabbos, and Nasa Adam gets put in its own category. Shabbos der Herzich der Koyach Hadas in sein ganze Yechidus und memela banemt sich der Maimer Nasa Adam in sein Besonderkeit von allem Ma'amarim. And Shabbos Nasa Adam becomes a different than all the other Ma'amarim. The other Ma'amarim are poem mitoch Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam is man, that's Das, and that allows the other Ma'amarim to just keep creation going. Because otherwise Hashem would have to be Shabbos on Shabbos, no world. But now it's only Tuffle to the Iker. And now we're prepared to teach beautifully the Divrei Chachamim, who explain the Baracha Vayivarech Oso Berchum B'mor Panav Shel Adam. Chori, here there's a Miut Mus in the Baracha of Shabbos. The Torah says Vayivarech, God bless Shabbos, and then Chazal made it so tiny, Mor Panav Shel Adam. That's just a detail. So why would they want to be Mitzamtzem? But heim heim advarim, the panim is the only place on a person that you can see the hisbadlus of the chumrius of the guf, the gabe orishel das, the bittel of the physicality of the body with respect to the light of knowledge. Because chachmas adam tayir panav, and it emerges then that the fi'erich is srabus koich hadas v'matasai, babamida yigdal o yigtan ziva panav. The more das, the more light on the face. Less das, less light on the face. That's where the das is shown, and that's what Shabbos is. More pun of Shaladim. That's the whole essence of Shabbos. That now we realize that all of creation is tuffled to light of kedusha and Shabbos through this koach of das. The more pun of Shaladim is where you see his das. And it's especially accentuated on Shabbos. God bless Shabbos with the more pun of Shaladim. Because on Shabbos you need to use your das to show what's the ikar and what's tafel. It's interesting, we say in our tefillah, Zeh shevach shayom ha-shvi shavo shabbos kel mikol melachto. This is the praise of the seventh day when God rested. V'yom ha-shvi mishabach v'yomer mizmer shel yom ha-shabbos. And the seventh day praises and says Mizmor Shir, a song of Shabbos. Every day has a Shira. We know that every day we say Shira Sayom. Rishon LeShabbos relates to what was created on the first day, like we learn Mesechas Rosh Hashanah. We say on Yom Sheni relates to what was created on the second day. So what's a dafka of Yom HaShvi Meshabech V'Yomer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? Why doesn't every day say the Mizmor for that day? No, it's something special to Shabbos. The answer is that the Shir of every day relates to the Maimer Bereshis of that day. But the Shir of that day is hidden in their Pnimius. So Mitzad HaChitzonius, you don't see any Shira. You don't see any Kedusha on Sunday. You don't see the Kedusha on Monday. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. And therefore their Perek doesn't start. That Yom HaRishon sings, Yom HaSheni sings. If you look in the Prakam of Tehillim, there's no, we have in our Siddur, Yom HaRishon, Yom Sheni. Shabbat Rizim Etzim Mikdash, but we don't mention it, and the Mizmor itself, it doesn't start talking about what day it is, because it's all hidden. Shabbos is different, because Shabbos is the day that there's a Gilui of the Shira. That since man was created on Yom HaShishi with this Koach of Das, when Shabbos comes, he could be Megala, the Shira of Shabbos. And now Shabbos can sing that it knows its specialness, it knows its holiness. It's like a person singing a song that he knows how to sing. Shabbos can appreciate itself. Shabbos can appreciate its Kedusha. Shabbos can appreciate its light because of the Koach of Das of man. It doesn't start with Tov Ados Lashem. It starts with Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It's a Shira HaKoach Gilui Shira Shlo Notzer Ad HaShabbos. It's a Shira on the Koach of being Megala the Shira. And that came on Shabbos. On Shabbos, man has this extra das, this extra light. And now he can see how Shabbos is the Iker. He has this light on his face. And that's the idea of Panim Chadashos. Panim Chadashos is Ribui Simcha. Because when you have a Sheva Brachas, there's a new person coming into the world. This couple is a new person. So when you have a new person who joins, that's also a reason for simcha. The couple is a new person, and they're going to have children. This is the beginning of the hemshech. It's a tzmichas adam chadash. So when an adam chadash comes, there's a special simcha. It stims, it's very, very consistent with the simcha that they're celebrating. A new person. So that's why you say Sheva Brachas for a new phase, for Panim Chadashas. But on Shabbos we all have a Panim Chadashas. Because on Shabbos we have this Koach of Das. We have this light in our face. This ability to give value to things. It's a new person on Shabbos. Chachmas Adam Torah Panav. Panav Chadashas Baolakan. Because on Shabbos, the Koach of Shira was revealed. Now man with his Koach of Das can say, have Shabbos sing about how special it is. And that's what it means, Toameh Chaim Zachu. He said, Chaim, the Zechiyah B'Chaim, relates to the time of Shabbos itself, not just the Dvarim. The Dvarim is the value of Shabbos. But if you taste Shabbos itself, you get life. Ramban notes that even though the other creatures live, the first time it says the word Chiyus in the Torah, Chaya, is by man. Chaim is only the first time it's mentioned by man. What the Ramban means is that beyond the scope of this Maimer, whatever it is, you see that Chiyus that's called Chaim is special to man alone. And that's what Chazal were thinking when they made the Matbea Tefillah to Amar Chaim Zachu. Chaim is life, Chaim is human life. You become more of a human being on Shabbos. There's a Tosefus in the human being. And therefore, if you taste Shabbos, then you're tasting true life. You become more of a human being. You become more of a bar das. To amea, when you taste Shabbos, you zoche taka techaim, to become more of a human being. V'gam o'avim dvarea, if you love the value, assessing the value of Shabbos versus the weekday. G'dula b'charu, you've chosen what's greater. You've chosen Shabbos, which is greater than the weekday. Making all of Maisa Bereishis, all of the Asara Ma'amaras, tuffle to the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we have a Tifa Maimer here from Rav Hutner, very, very gishmak, as always. And we should be Zoche Lomod Ulalamid Lishma Balasas, the Lakaim is called Divrei Salma Tarasa Biahava. Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Svi, Sinas, Balasas.